Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the bonus hour. Bonus hour. Bonus hour.
Weep, 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 weep.
That was my DJ background noises.
I tried getting an old man on Fiverr to write me some FNAF fan fiction, and he was like, I don't even know what that is.
That's the point, old man.
Well, that's why I was like, dude, just make whatever you think it is. Don't even read it. I tried telling him that. I said, whatever you think it is, just I was like, whatever you think it is, just write about it. I'm like, it could be totally wrong.
I don't know.
He just canceled the order and like stopped messaging me. I was like, God, you scared pussy. Good Lord.
Ah, leave him alone. He's fucking
fuck him.
The world becomes so weird and incomprehensible, you know. I'm 30 and I feel that way, and you're like bombarding this man for your fucking Zoomy YouTube videos.
That's right, dude. Learn to code, bitch.
And it's slay. It's fucking slay.
Slayed him.
You fucking got him, Quinn.
Yeah.
Is it any wonder that journalists are so fucking hated? Do you ever think they think to themselves, like, yeah, we deserve this?
What happened? How does that pertain to Five Nights at Freddy? That was a hard left.
Yeah, well, we are talking about journalists. Am I right?
Yeah.
Let's get political. That's it, lads. Fucking Brexit geezer right here. No, I'm just saying the learn to code thing was like journalists saying it to...
Yeah, older people. Yeah, I remember it was really funny. I mean, it is heartless. It is totally heartless and stupid, but it is like a very funny thing to like look. I imagine an old man at a gas station just being like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's like, what do you mean? I've worked at a spaghetti factory for all my life. What does code mean? What does it mean to code?
Yeah, it was... It wasn't just old people too, though. What it was like? Oh yeah, I think it was like people scared that their fucking jobs were getting replaced or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely that.
Not just old people, but like, you know.
Yeah, well, it's them being like. It's also them being like, like I said, like factory jobs, robots taking that over, and they're just like, and basically journalists were just like, old people need to kind of realize that they're totally obsolete and retarded. They need to learn to code. That's where the industry is moving, kind of deal.
Yeah, just fucking God, insufferable. And then people started saying it back to them because they started losing their jobs to some fucking whatever.
To AI.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck it is. Learn to code, bitch. Oh, jeez. This really has come full circle.
It's just nice when the universe gives you a fucking win for once, you know?
A literal volleyball spike.
Right into their faces.
Yeah,
it's funny you should say that. I just watched Meet the Parents last night.
Dude, it's so fun. I just got done watching like almost the whole fucking movie on TikTok. Just the clips, you know.
There you go.
You know how many times I do that? I'll sit on TikTok and I'll see a scene. I'm like, oh, okay. And like in the comments, there's the next part. I like almost watched the entire movie that way.
That's funny.
Like, oh my God. Okay, I guess I'll click part 17.
And 90 minutes later.
That's such a fucking good movie.
Yeah, it kind of holds up.
Oh, dude, I think it does.
Meet the Fockers doesn't hold up as good.
No. Meet the Parents is really the only one you should watch.
Yeah, for real.
It's just so stupid. 90% of the comedy in that movie is just Robert De Niro doing the Robert De Niro face and just being like, would you milk me, fucker?
Hey, that's a solid like, joke, dude.
It is. It is. I like how they're just like, what if his last name was kind of like fucker? And everyone's like, oh my God.
Guys, what? Wait.
What?
And his first name, Gaylord. Everyone's like, gay. Yes!
Yes! Yes!
I they love could that. Be
sex therapists. Their whole thing
could be teaching sex.
He's not just named Gaylord. He fucking is one.
Exactly. His parents are hippies who are sex therapists, and Gaylord's like a pussy nurse. Which I never understood. Which I get that, like, being a nurse is like more of a female thing. And I guess men are supposed to be the doctors. I still would be like, oh, pretty impressive job. I get like, I don't. Would you if you had a daughter and they brought home like a well qualified nurse? And it was a guy, would you be like, who's this pussy?
In the year 2000, absolutely.
Okay.
9/11 hadn't even happened yet.
Yeah, the country still needed to heal. The country hadn't even gotten their first boo-boo.
Yeah. I mean, this was a different America. This was where, you know, we weren't such pussies. I'm not even American, but I'm going to just take the mantle for now. Because someone has to. Mm. You know, and we saw a male nurse and we wanted to hate crime them immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Why aren't you a surgeon? I don't know. I just never really got around to it. Fucking pussy.
Yeah, old De Niro breaks a few rules, a few modern day rules we look down upon these days. Like
a few modern day rules.
Like forcibly injecting him against his will.
Yeah.
Fucking spy cam in his bedroom in the toilet. Like pretty. Yeah.
I think the only bit that didn't really land with me was the cat. His obsession with his cat in that movie.
Oh, that spoke to me.
I was gonna say, I know that you probably loved it, but I was like, fuck this stupid cat. I would have told him immediately, yeah, I killed it. I'm the one who killed your cat.
Well, yeah, that's why you're not a male nurse, Hunter.
That's why you're a heart surgeon and you know that.
That's right. That's why you're a goddamn fucking neuroscientist.
It's giving major heart surgeon vibes.
Yeah, dude. Only someone with the necessary degree in a medical field could just give such a logical, emotionless response about the cat. You know? You don't get that without training.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's the best. He's the best of the best.
You're going to do very well here. Oh, I forgot to say too, if I may, I thought your guys' newest tune was hilarious, but I also thought it was one of the most gorgeous, like visually appealing tunes you've made.
Oh, thanks, bud.
It was so slick. Kind of you. Unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks, also like the, I also really enjoyed the little, I was grinning ear to ear like a little schoolgirl when, the PS5s, they run out of the alley and then there's a little the Gits street with the little Gits graffiti on the wall.
You like that, huh? we didn't even ask for it. That's just our fucking loyalty we instill in our workers.
Yeah, like it's nice though. But also, I mean, obviously the highlight of the whole thing is the gaming mouse being the like pod racer kind of thing. So such a fun idea. I thought I was like, thank oh, you. That's sick.
Thank you so much. I would, you know what? Every time I watch it, I'm like, I hope someone appreciates how innovative that idea is. And you gave it to me. Well, what's funny is it.
What's funny is it's like it looks just like it. Like yeah. They look just like him.
Yeah, no, it looks like a shit, like you know, no Lamborghini is shit, but it looks like the entry level, you know.
Dude, I don't know. The way people were talking about Lamborghinis at that fucking in that Red Bull pit was
give some context to that sentence for the good viewer here.
Oh yes, I was invited to the F1 race in Austin, which was very fun. I wouldn't recommend if you go to one and it's like, because they try to fill in as much racing as they can for the weekend, and they did like a sprint is what it was called, which you do get points from it, but it's only 20 laps versus the main race was 56. It just like, you could tell they weren't really giving it 100%. I think that they were saving a lot of the vehicle's integrity for the main race. So Saturday was a bit of a slog. It was so long, got there way too early and stuff. But Sunday it was fucking sweet. It was really, really cool. The race was awesome.
Yeah, if you don't personally get invited into the Red Bull pit, maybe just don't go.
honestly, yeah. Yeah, I'd agree. We went there and the announcer was like, there's 480,000 people here today. And I was like, my God. And I was like, I wouldn't have even known in this air-controlled garage and pit with all these smiling faces being like, do you want another beverage? And I'm like, well, if I must.
What is your view like if you go to something like that? Like, where were you sitting? Do you get to see the pit crew change the tires and all that? Or
no, we just got to do the garage visit, but we got to go down there and see that. But then that was kind of cut short because I think they were like fucking with the car. And I guess like everyone in F1 is like soup. Like, I guess Noel was saying like, they tried doing a year where they were like bringing more influencers out to get obviously more content out there of it. But I guess they also said that it was like so insufferable that they kind of stopped doing that. And also I think that people were like actually like looking and able to see shit that they were changing on cars and stuff. So you couldn't take any pictures or do any of that shit while you're there. But I got seated in the Coda section, which I guess that's the Circuits of the Americas is the actual track name. And that was on lap 20 or turn 20, which was the final one.
The funniest thing about fucking F1 is like you just sit to cheer for like an eighth of a second every lap and then wait for them to come back around.
It is very exciting. I will say like when Saturday, I felt it way more. Saturday, I felt it way more because I was like, oh, this is kind of like, huh. Like I'd rather just watch it on the TV. But then on Sunday, it was actually extremely exhilarating. At the beginning, everybody's pretty together and then it starts splitting off with pit stops. So then there's a lot more consistency, but then also you get to like watch people kind of like bridge gaps between each other as they come around and you get to see it in person. And especially it was kind of cool. We had a lot of like pretty cool, position changes on our turn. So our turn was pretty loud, but it was kind of cool when you could be like, they also had a TV up there too. So you could see the race. When they weren't right in front of you, but it was kind of cool whenever you could like hear people in the like other turns where good shit was happening and it got like really loud in areas. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. The noise is intense. Well, listen, the listener wants to know, and I'll speak for them because I know their mind and their thoughts because I am them. How does it compare as a red-blooded American to NASCAR?
It's much fancier. It's much more like decadent and like, I mean like more intellectual, I would say. I think it's like the biggest thing. People still get pretty rowdy for their teams, but it's nowhere near as like intense, I think, as like a NASCAR thing. The race experience, the F1 race was just like leagues more fun to watch. Like so much more fun to watch. The atmosphere though, I'd still probably go to NASCAR. Like I would probably go to a NASCAR thing to not even just watch the race, but just to be in the environment of what that hell is like.
That's interesting. Was there too much? There was too much civilized speak going on. Yeah. From where
I don't think it was like just people happen. I wish it was more of that. It was more just like people, they were just extremely to themselves. Like it was like, it was extremely comfortable, but it was like, it was fine. I just wanted more camaraderie out of like, you would see people like in like a Lewis, like they'd be like wearing like a Mercedes thing or like a Lewis Hamilton thing. Mm-hmm. And they would like pass by and they would do like a golf clap and then no one would talk to each other about it. Like Lewis had this awesome, he almost won the fucking race. It was so close. So sad. Max Verstappen won. But
how dare you?
Whatever, dude. I know you don't like Max either.
He's my king. He's my fucking autistic king. I'll always root for Max.
Yeah, it's funny too, actually, just to break away from the thought for a second was, so they still did the thing that they still showed the, like when you can hear the driver's radio when they're talking back to like their command center thing or whatever, except they were coming through the speakers of like our turn area. So it was always really funny. And I guess like Lewis was on Max's ass like bad. And they cut to his headset and they cut to it in the perfect time where he was like, he sat there and he was like, get out of my fucking earpiece. You guys are distracting me. And that went over and everybody was like laughing super fucking hard. And there was another good one too, where a guy's just like, you heard like the command center just be like, let's see if we can't push up a bit more. And the guy's just like, yeah, I'll see if I can pull a rabbit out of my ass too, or whatever. It was like, just really funny how mad they get. But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It is probably the closest thing to pod racing, I guess, that you could get in real life.
It's pretty unbelievable. I mean, yeah, it's like they're going up to almost 200 miles an hour on the straightaways.
Sorry, just to stop everything for a second. That was the gayest thing I've ever said in my life, and it really is.
Is that like pod racing?
It's the closest we were ever going to get to pod racing.
If you could tell me, who was the Bulba of the track, you think, and who is Andy?
Okay, well, sorry.
Lewis Hamilton is definitely Zaboba or whatever.
I think it's because you're racist, Don.
Yeah,
that did feel slightly racist. I feel like Anakin was probably Anakin's anybody who isn't Max Verstappen. Max Verstappen is definitely Zaboba, like the guy who's just like everyone's like that guy's gonna win for sure.
I thought Lewis Hamilton always wins. Or is that now getting slow? I haven't watched Drive to Survive since like season 3, so. A lot could have happened.
Oh, yeah. Red Bull has won it 3 years in a row. Like, Max is already, is his third year winning in a row. He's already won it. Yeah, Max is like disgustingly good. I don't know. I always liked Lewis Hamilton, though. Even when he was winning, I was just like, I like this guy.
He's too much of a fucking giga chat for me, dude.
I like he's like just very calm and collected. I also like that he does some stuff where he's just like, you know, we're going to go out there and win and we're going to see what we can do. And then his relationship with his partner, who's not there anymore. Now he has this fucking little sloth named George Russell.
Oh yeah.
Who's basically just like a beating dog. He's just like, yeah. But his old teammate, who was fucking amazing, also was just like literally John C. Reilly in Talladega Nights, where he's like, maybe I can win one. And then Lewis is like, nah, I don't think so. And they would like, he would fucking like, he would not let him pass. Like, it's something where it's like, well, Lewis, you know, you've won every race this season. Maybe you can let the other guy win here instead of getting second. And he would like purposely speed up and like box him out and do shit where you're like, okay. And I always enjoyed kind of how petty it was.
Yeah, but in fact, like, do you even want to be the guy who's like gifted a victory?
What's I mean too? Well, there's that interesting story. Apparently I don't know the names, but it was one of Lewis's racing partners as well, who he spent his whole season trying to beat him. He was on the Mercedes team and he did. He's like, was obsessive with it for years. And like, he would remove paint from his car. He would wear like these thinner gloves. He would like get the weight down as much as he could. And he actually fucking beat him and won the cup, whatever, or the series championship. And he just retired. He was like, it was so emotionally and mentally exhausting. He's like, I can't.
Was it the Finn?
It might have been. No, is the Finn the last guy?
The Finn was the, like, you know, blonde guy.
No.
It wasn't like Kimi something.
I don't think it was Kimi Raikkonen.
I think he wrote a book about it. I wanted to buy it because it seemed kind of interesting. The story seems very interesting.
You know, not to care. This guy's a Formula One driver. He's the pinnacle of like sport, but that is also serious fucking like cuck energy. Mm-hmm. Like chasing this guy your whole career just to beat him, and then you write a book about it. Like, fuck me.
Yeah, a little too full-weighty.
Well, just a little too like obsessed with another man. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that he goes over that in the book, as he became so obsessive and shit.
I would ask my wife to put blackface on so that I could have my way with Lewis Hamilton.
And I'd have her get in our regular car and drive on the track with me, and I would do laps around her.
But always in blackface. That was important, you see. I had to really visualize the enemy.
Yeah, no. It's a lot of fun.
How did he get disqualified? What happened? I'm looking at their results here from last weekend.
Lewis Hamilton got disqualified?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's ranked 19th. It says he disqualified, didn't get a time. posted.
Damn. I didn't know that. Was that during the sprints or was that the, he should have gotten second in the, what I saw.
He, didn't he veer off a track straight into a pro-Palestine like protest?
I don't know. Really? apparently Lewis Hamilton and Charles Leclerc, who's the Ferrari guy. Well, I didn't know this.
Yeah, Charles couldn't stand it either.
One of those checks was a physical floor implant. Oh, go ahead.
Can't do that. Disqualified.
Oh. One of those checks was a physical floor and plank wear inspection, which they chose to carry out on four cars, those of Hamilton, Leclerc, Verstappen, as well as McLaren, Lando Norris. The plank, also known as the skid block, was a part introduced into Formula One in 1994 to ensure cars weren't too close to the ground. However, at the at 17:28 local time in Austin, a little under 2 hours after Hamilton and Leclerc had taken the checkered flag, Bauer noted in a message to stewards that he found Hamilton and Leclerc's skid block to be not compliant. So apparently they didn't have a skid block thing.
Yep, sounds like F1.
Don't worry, it'll be juicy gossip for the Netflix show.
For real. By God, he doesn't have a skid block. It's out of regulation.
I think they had a NASCAR driver from Austin there at the race to wave the checkered flag at the beginning of the race. they interviewed him and his daughter was there. He was standing by a Horner, that fucking little goblin. And they were like, are you ready for the big race today? And he's like, I've never seen this before. Never had interest in it, but I bet it's going to be a lot of fun. That's what he said over the intercom. Oh, that was kind of funny.
I love some American exceptionalism. This is basically not a real sport and it's kind of queer, but hey, they paid me a good bag for it. So let's get to the races.
Well, if I remember correctly too, so it's like, oh, it's the last lap. And then it cut to him in the box where he was going to wave the checkered flag. And it's like, checkered flag on standby here. And he yawned. He like it's a big yawn and like cut away like really quick.
Oh. Yeah, it's fine, I guess, but it's no driving in a circle for 40 laps.
Yeah, not quite my speed.
Isn't it?
What's the craziest thing about being there though is seeing them take turns, like sharp turns at like 80 miles an hour. It's pretty fucking crazy. The track is so big too that you don't, it makes it look so slow, but then you like look at the dash cam stuff and it's like, oh, you just took that corner at 80 miles an hour. You just deaccelerated from 186 miles an hour down to 80. It's pretty crazy.
I was going to say they can go like 200 miles per hour. It's fucking wild.
There were three did not finishes. Were there any cool wrecks or anything?
No, everybody was hoping that this guy that races for Williams would wreck. It's like this new guy.
Oh, punch the fucking kick in the what? Jesus Christ. Yeah. For context for the
American?
Listener.
That's not fair.
Well, for context for the listener, like Williams is the cuckiest cuck team of Sergeant. F1. They're like, what'd you say?
No.
It is funny on a Drive to Survive whenever they show them. It is kind of just cut like.
And here comes Williams limping behind, back of the pack. No,
they do like tiny it's little bits. So like this could maybe be interesting. Like, no, it's not interesting.
They're like,
never mind.
We're really about that team for like six episodes.
We just got a new microwave. corporate. It's like, okay. I hope I'm CEO still next year. And it's like, all right, cut away from you for the rest of the season. We'll see where you're at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's like they're a British team who like at one point they were major, you know, success. And then the father got too old and his daughter got in charge. And like, it's just been this downward slide where they're at the fucking bottom of the pack. And it's just really sad. It's like watching entropy in slow motion, you know. Mm-hmm. Boy, I really hope I do daddy proud. Well,
my favorite thing was seeing Gunther up on the TV.
Oh, my man. Haas. Yeah.
And they're like, we have, they like, we're talking about how they made these big changes and like they put all this money into it. And they, I think they got dead last in the race. And every time they'd come around, every time I'd be like, attaboy, Haas boys, attaboy. There goes America's team. Like driving off.
It's like pretty funny. Moped sound.
Funnily enough, I think that the first
year that America had a team, people were wearing their like the Haas jerseys, but like I didn't see hardly any Haas outfits.
No. I would have come out.
No,
Haas. I would have bought a full outfit.
I really
outfit.
Expected there to be some, but no.
I would have bought a full outfit, head to toe, Haas.
I almost did just to be like one of these days when they win. Maybe when I'm like, I don't know, maybe my grandson will have to be there to see it or something. I'll be like, yep, long time fan.
You gotta get the old
Haas boys.
You gotta get the ones with like the Russian oil sponsor on them.
That sponsor where there's like, if my son does not race, I will not pay for car.
That guy was such a prick.
I know, his son was such a fucking douchebag too.
I know, I love it. That's some real Russian vibe.
Yeah, he expected to be in an entire Adidas tracksuit.
This is only what I will race in. I do not want friends to make fun of me.
I don't care. I'm going to anyways.
I don't. My dad pay your wages. Shut up.
Yeah, we pay for existence. Be quiet.
I like how they try to make like, because it, you know, every team, whatever, they try and give them their flowers at some point in the drive to survive, even if it's entirely constructed. And like his big thing in that series was like, he predicted the rain when everyone else said it probably wouldn't rain. And then make this like big moment out of it. I guess you haven't seen it, Don, because it's in the later season, but he's like, I'm from Russia. Yeah. He's driving the track and he's like, those clouds mean rain. And the team are like, no, our weather forecast is showing they're not. And he's like, well, I'm from Russia and I've seen those clouds before. And then it started raining. He's like, that's right. What did I tell you guys? He still comes like 16th. But he gets out of his car like, yeah! Yeah! Like fucking pump no in points. The air and at 0 points.
They stop giving points at 10th place. He's like, yeah! It literally does not benefit them in any way. Yes!
Just pump in the air. And then it's like, and we withdrew the Russian member after the invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. I love this shit.
Yeah, oh, nice. So silly.
Such a good show, honestly. It is a fucking good show.
It's banging. But to be able to like penetrate the American market with Formula One, like, hats off to them, because that is no easy feat.
I have heard from like gatekeeping long time F1 fans that the show is kind of ruining the sport. Because they kind of
whatever.
Oh, fuck them, dude.
Yeah.
Hey,
no.
Sorry, like I'm glad more than 12 people outside of your fucking stupid ass country are watching this, dude.
Uh huh. Did you say we're getting another track? Is the U.S. getting?
They're
another
gonna
track
do one in the fucking Las Vegas Strip, dude. They're doing it down next the Strip.
Month. That's how sick. Next is month. This year. That's sick.
Okay. Yeah. That's it's gonna be pretty awesome. Pretty crazy. I feel like that's gonna be a fun one to watch.
Are you not getting the invite for that one, bud? Not important enough.
No. That was like, man, of all of them, I wish it would fucking love me some Vegas, baby. Could have gotten some blackjack afterwards or something. Would have been a good one. Apparently the hotel rooms are like atrocious though. So expensive.
For sure. Yeah.
Cause you can see the fucking race from like every hotel on the strip. So they're like, oh, huge charge. Like thousands of dollars per
room.
It's
America's Monaco, bro. It's the Monaco of America.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So is there any other interesting facets about being like hand VIP picks to sit in the fucking Red Bull pit? Was there any celebrities there?
Yeah, well, I'm still not visualizing.
No, there's like the, if you're sitting, the billionaire tower, but
you didn't actually watch the race from the pit. You watched it at turn 20.
No, there's no way. No, we watched it from
that's what I thought.
Circuits
it was.
Of the Americas.
When you said you were in the pit, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, there's no way they would allow anybody.
Just thought it'd be really funny if I'm watching Drive to Survive. There's all these fucking guys.
My extremely fat ass.
Yeah,
just
you're just
in
with
the
your fucking mullet and your tattoos and your flip flops, your skull flip flops. Like, yeah, hell of a race today, boys, huh? Yeah. Fucking getting in the way of the pit crew as they all rush out.
High fiving them after they put the tires on. and go back. Yeah,
I put a nail in Max Verstappen's tire.
Oh, hey, good race out there today, bud.
Above the pits, though, where those people like the there's box seats above the pits, and that's where like billionaires sit. Like Elon Musk was at the race, and like Prince Harry was at the race.
Oh, you didn't get you weren't in that section.
No, I wasn't in the the billionaires box suite, unfortunately. Damn. Elon, big fan, man, long time. Prince Harry, love the family, dude. Love the family.
Don't let him get you, bro. Don't let him get you down.
Anyway, you guys want like a Nathan's hot dog or no? All right, well, I'm going to go grab one real quick.
Who on earth was that charming fellow in the skull flip-flops and the basketball jersey?
No. In the basketball shorts and the Holly Davidson jersey. What does that mean? That's America, Harry. That's America.
Wow, that was quite something. He told me he'd made cartoons. It was the queerest thing.
It was the queerest of all entails I'd ever heard.
Did you know that queer man made Wabbit Season? Did you know that's Elon? Him, he's the guy. He made Wabbit Season.
What? What? Really? That's crazy.
There you go.
That's a good internet meme.
Well, I'm sorry that you are not cool enough to sit in the truly, truly cool kid section.
That's true. I never said I was. I feel like you're trying to put down my experience, but I'm not going to let you. I had a great time.
I'm just extremely jealous and also mad at you for refusing to spend any time with me.
I tried my hardest to, but
yes, absolutely. I'm like, hey, you know, bro, oh, you're here, I'll drive to you. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm at the race, I'll fucking text you once we're done here. And
just then, so you know, that's exactly what I sound like in text form to him. Yeah, it's at the race, I'll fucking text you when I fucking can, all right?
Yeah.
All right, though, I'm all the way there, man.
It gets to like 5 p.m., and I'm like, well, you know, I don't think the race goes this late, but he's probably just, surely the traffic's a nightmare. Yeah,
well, you know, 480,000 people with events going on, surely he'll be home at 4:30.
And then I was like, well,
you're trying to he could at least Elon for yourself, not with Tommy.
Exactly.
Yeah. He could at least maybe send me a text. I'm not letting you leave
until we have 10 minutes of face-to-face time, Elon.
Yeah. And then I go on fucking Twitter and I read that he spent all his time hanging out with like other cool people and not me. So I was very.
What are you talking about? You're a fucking liar.
I saw that. Ha ha ha. I saw Dino Operators like, yeah, just spent all day and night hanging out with Hunter. He made time for me, but not for Tom.
True. Also, Donut was at the fucking race. He was there.
Okay. He said it was at the hotel or whatever. I guess I'm not fucking important enough to come visit you at the Four Seasons. Great, cool. Well, am I an embarrassment? Would I embarrass you? Is that it? Would I embarrass you in front of your cool friends?
You know what? Yeah. For the sake of this conversation, I will say yes.
Okay, well.
Oh, I don't want him around. Let me get back into my
texting voice.
Yeah, exactly. Did you say Mexican voice?
No, texting voice.
Hey, I don't want to be around Tom.
Boy, he might really embarrass me, senor. Around my cool,
embarrass me, man, for
my
real.
Cool friends, man. Only 3,000 followers on Instagram. That is not going to cut it, man.
That was you, wasn't it?
Oh, no way, man. You need to get those numbers way up, man.
Riddle me this. If I had 1 million followers on Twitter, would you have seen me?
No, I don't think I could. If I could have seen you, I would. I promise you.
Yeah, I suppose it was literally a thing about I was gone so long. That's a good point.
I was gone so long every day. I was also fucking exhausted. I ended up going to bed, and then by the time we got back from the main race, it was like 8:30, and I was like, dude, we should just fucking leave. We should see if we can find a ticket tonight. Me and Allison found a ticket, and we're gonna leave tonight. That's what ended up happening.
Yeah, you already saw everyone you wanted to, so I guess it doesn't. Yeah, might as well.
I was like, every major box has been ticked.
Yeah.
There's simply nothing left to do.
I mean, what are we gonna do? Have someone drive 20 minutes to us? We're gonna wait for that? I don't know. Let's go. Come on.
And if I'm being honest, it got late to where I was like, well, I'm not even gonna text him because he's probably sleeping.
You don't think I would have liked to wake up to a sign that you care?
No. No. I feel like you'd be like, actually, I appreciate that you just let me sleep. Knowing you, you would have been like, oh, I went to bed. And I'm like, oh, it's okay.
Seems like I feel like you
would have appreciated a nice night's sleep.
And I would have woken up to a lovely text saying, hey, bro, I tried my hardest. I know that this kind of stuff's important to you, but it's all good.
Even Don's laughing because he knows how silly it is. Silly that response is.
Don's laughing to diffuse the awkward tension created by your bad friendshipness.
The unprotected and unfiltered sexual tension that's happening between us right now.
Well, I certainly did get fucked, I guess. So fair enough.
He's heroic.
I don't know. I'll let the comments decide. You guys tell me if you think Hunter's kind of an asshole or not, that he didn't let me drive 20 minutes to see him. Okay. Well,
I give a fuck what they have to say. They don't know. They don't have any context to anything. Anything at all.
Yeah, he did spend an awful long day being invited to the F1 pits for free drinks and food. And that probably was quite exhausting. So
I was intoxicated. It was full. It was hot. Yeah. So hot.
Didn't you say it was air conditioned earlier?
Unbelievably hot. Huh?
Didn't you say it was air conditioned earlier?
It was, but goddamn, you step out into the sun. My word. You know how sick you feel once you're so climate controlled and you feel so good and you go from hot to cold so frequently?
Yeah, no. I live in Texas, as it happens.
Yeah, but we do the vampire thing where it's like we're inside for 8 months of the year.
I think on Sunday it was nice. It was like in the 70s.
Sunday there was a nice breeze. Out. Saturday was fucked.
Yeah,
Saturday was so hot. Yeah, holy shit! If anything, too, I want to say, Don, what'd you do in Dallas?
Yeah, well, obviously, if I was in Austin, you would have made time to hang out with me. I'm sure.
I was trying to be nice to see this, but see, now you're gonna turn on me too. I see. Okay. Well, you know what? Fine. I'll take it. I'll be the martyr if I have to be.
I went to the Texas State Fair on Saturday, and that was an
experience.
They
still have the big man.
Yeah, did anyone get shot?
Big Tex. Nobody got shot either.
It looks just like you. That statue, I was like, that is incredible. It sounded, looked, and behaved like you.
I think they made it in like the 50s, and it's one of those things where you can't change it because it's, you know, traditional. Like, it would be an outrage.
Saying the N-word like freely.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Watch your pockets out there, partners.
I was disappointed that he wasn't just constantly talking and saying stuff. It was like every couple minutes, but yeah, for real. I think it catches on fire sometimes too, apparently, which is pretty cool.
I kind of love that.
Yeah.
They're just like, well, she's still running. It is weird though that they just don't make like a new one, just like a more updated to today one, and they like conserve the other one.
I can kind of see it though. Like, if you grew up with that, I feel like I'd be kind of pissed, like, if you come back one year.
Every summer you go, or every fall.
You know what I mean?
No. You could make it look the same, just like...
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. You make it look the same, but it's just all new and clean. But maybe the gunk and grime is probably part of it too, though.
I think they have had to remake it a couple times because it has legitimately burned down, which is hilarious.
Oh, wow.
It'd be very funny. That fucking thing is on tons fire.
Do they have tons of live music up there?
They have like a free stage. We went on the wrong weekend, but CeeLo Green was playing for free at 4 p.m. last weekend.
I want to drive around town with the girl I love, and I'm like, fuck you.
Oh, that.
What a weird guest to have at the state fair.
These were real, real Texans, too. They weren't like pretend Austin losers, you know? Like,
can you imagine?
Boy, I can't wait to see my boy CeeLo.
CeeLo Green.
What the fuck is CeeLo Green? What the fuck is that? What the fuck? Is it my lucky day or what?
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe we got CeeLo Green to come down here and bless us this day. All right, CeeLo, take it away. It's like, dun, 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 I remember when I lost my mind.
Oh, that was him too. Okay, so we had three.
Well,
that was
Gnarls Barkley, but he's a part of that group. I think he does it live. Why would you not do it live?
We're trying to figure out because he has three songs to get you with, and then he has the rest of his set. So what does he open with? Does he open with Kung Fu? I think he opens with Kung Fu Fighting, and he has to end with Fuck You.
If somebody opened their set with Kung Fu Fighting, I would leave.
Really?
I would. That'd piss me off. I wouldn't like that. I thought you got to start with Crazy, dude, because that's going to be people like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, I didn't know that Whiplash. I didn't know that was him. You're right. Yeah, 100% Crazy.
And then I would go into Fuck You, and if anything, just to make sure all the fucking duds were out there, I would have just done Kung Fu then.
Maybe you just play those three. I fucking hate that Kung Fu. Yeah.
I'm going to guess we're not talking about Kung Fu Fighting Song. I just want to make sure I'm caught up.
We are. He sings that.
Oh. But he's not the originator.
No, I think it's a cover. His cover's the one everybody knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's why he got invited.
I could have swore he did. It was like a fucking Kung Fu Panda song, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he did that cover for when that happened. I don't know. Yeah.
I think anyone's allowed to sing that.
Let's get the crazy guy to cover Kung Fu Fighting for her.
Makes him crazy?
No, it's just he sang the song. Yeah, it's just kind of odd.
Oh. I will say CeeLo Green did one of the funnier things at I can't remember if it was the Grammys or where, but he dressed up as a statue. Did you ever see that outfit? It's fucking horrifying. His all gold statue outfit. It's pretty fucking scary. He was very stiff the whole night too.
Nice.
I just thought it was funny. Like, here's CeeLo Green. He looks like a fucking bionicle or some shit.
Poor guy. That's quite the fall. Free 4 p.m. show at the Texas State Fair with your three hits.
He probably has made enough money where he's all right.
We checked his website. I think he gets booked for less than 150 grand, which is pretty low for someone to go that far. But yeah, it's very funny for a guy like that to go to that crowd, like real Texans. Like, we went to a livestock barn, and most county fairs, if you go to that kind of thing, it's just cows, right? And they're in the pens. But this was you're going to see the serious Texan competition of grading the cows, and I'd never seen something like that. It's very funny. It's like literally 14-year-old boys dressed up like cowboys with big Texan belt buckles and they all had cowboy hats, unironically, and they're walking their prized cows by a rope, and there's a guy describing the assets of the cow, you know. And
why is that funny, you fucking liberal scum piece of shit?
This is so quaint.
Yeah,
what a wacky place. No, you couldn't understand the guy describing the cows. And then a woman did the same for a different cow, and she got weird about it. I'm trying to remember what she said. It was something when they've done studies with babies where a baby responds better to a more symmetrical face. There's just an attraction there
to the white cow.
And I have that same attraction.
The less a baby likes it. It's nature.
It's scarier. It's a scarier cow with the baby.
It's a scary cow. It's going to, watch out there. Try to gore me.
But yeah, they're describing these cows in a borderline sexual capacity and very fast in Texan accents. You can't really say what they're saying, understand what they're saying.
Whatever, dude. Why don't you go buy another $7 coffee?
Well, I left. I didn't move there. I went back to safety in Austin.
They could sniff you out a mile away.
I looked it up, and he closed the set with Crazy. Just letting you know.
Okay. Where does Fuck You fall? And if we're honest, it was probably Forget You at the Texas State Fair.
Yeah, I forgot the radio censored version. Forget You. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. Yeah, I don't know. I hope he played it. You know what? I hope to God that he said fuck you.
And I said F you.
I like that. I actually like that more. And I said, F you.
F her too.
They,
F her too.
Yeah, there's no shot. I saw the rodeo and he, in the opening ceremony, he led the audience in prayer. He does like a 2-minute prayer
like that.
And everyone bows their head. It was awesome. I did like that.
USA. USA.
USA. He was so sick.
He literally said, you know, the schools and the they've taken the church out of schools, but I'm proud to say today we've not taken the church out of the rodeo.
They've please taken the church out of the state. They take the church out of the state, and I'm here today to be a proud American to say we're going to put it right back in.
Yay!
That's right. He prayed for the safety of the cowboys and of the livestock.
God help us in this upcoming winter. what was I going to say? The fucking, did you have a moment of silence for yourself whenever he said that? I feel like I could see you getting into that speech.
Yeah, dude, it was a prayer. I bowed my head. I signal boost the prayer to God to protect the cows.
I signal boost. I was used as a cell tower.
As a conduit, you know?
The conduit.
If you get enough, the more people you get to pray the same thing at the same time.
Okay, here's my question, Don. Here's my question. Because I know your girlfriend is a fucking heathen bitch.
Mm-hmm.
What did she do during this prayer?
You know, Lexi, bless her, is coming around a little bit. She encourages us to watch my dad in church on Sundays. And I'm doing my best.
Making a fucking honest woman of her.
Slow,
hey, good for you,
slow
bro.
And surely save her soul. I think we're going to get there.
I like that.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
You
know
you should do? You should pinch her tricep as hard as you can until she bows her head and closes her eyes. So her tears will be water on the soil
of
earth for God.
CeeLo.
Yeah, put your head down. That's CeeLo Green up there. Do you even know who that is? You just said it was CeeLo Green. All right, get your ass in the car. No funnel cake for you, babe.
And a no pound cake for old Lexi.
That'd be funny if they had a pound cake at the fair.
Don's always got pound cake at home.
Yep.
Does that mean he's just getting pussy?
Yeah, he's fucking putting the fear of God in her every day, every night.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like this angle too of like a religious guy having sex every day. You are a sinner in the eyes of God. Pound.
he's got a rhythm, bro.
Read passages all night long.
The fucking bedside table and lights just slamming in rhythm.
It's like cracks in the fucking wall, divots in the floor.
It's always the same like slow rhythm though, just like poof.
And on the third day, like just starting with Genesis.
And we play that song from Lost Boys when they fuck.
Is that the saxophone one?
Yeah. No. The sexy. What was the song? It's awesome.
Does he fuck her in that movie? Is there a sex scene in Lost Boys?
It's like
it just comes out of fucking
nowhere. It's awesome. Yeah,
she's a vampire, dude. Of course they're gonna fuck.
No, it's
she's
after,
not a vampire yet, though, is she?
It's in their stinky vampire boy hole on the cliffs. He goes down there and she's like half out of it, and they fuck.
I don't know if I want to have sex down here. It smells bad.
Pheromones, dude. What are you eating, Michael?
Oh, you're gonna want to come down here. Grab my hand.
Do you reckon she did the like Jedi mind trick bullshit on him when he was eating her pussy too?
What are you eating, Michael?
Oh my God, it's a filet mignon. I mean,
that's tight. That's pretty cool.
It's two mint chocolate chip scoops of ice cream. Just keep licking it.
Oh my God, this tastes so good. It's so cold. Oh, I have a brain freeze.
Keep licking. Keep licking, Michael.
She's dead. Her pussy's dead. She's a vampire. Icy, ice cold, dead pussy.
Yeah. Cold glass of water.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, babe, I love that.
Why are you baby, eating, you're so Michael? Precious.
I can't just keep saying that over and over again.
What are you eating, Michael?
Oh, my God. Oh, I gotta say it again, baby.
What are you eating, Michael?
Not as a question. Just I don't know. Just try it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
The little boy was in that scene, too. And he just disappears when they start fucking. Always kind of annoyed me.
What, you want him to watch?
Well, no, but where does he go? There's nowhere to go.
Get in here.
We're going to make him watch.
You're going to have to watch me.
They should have just included a little cutaway where he, like, leaves the room.
He's a vampire, dude. He can just go, like, chill in the fucking dirt.
I'm in the dirt. Look at me. I'm having a good day.
Laddie. What a stupid fucking name. Laddie.
Yeah, Laddie.
What a bad name, dude.
The movie made me sad. I wish that the world was still like that. Just everything in that movie. I wish stuff was still like that. That looks nice. You know. It looks.
Yeah, that's true.
It looks nice, dude. It looks nice to ride a motorcycle on the beach at night.
That is true. Right? You're not wrong. Actually, like just being like, yeah, you had nope woes. Well, one day I'm gonna have to work at the spaghetti factory, but not today. I'm on my Harley, and I'm gonna get a pack of cigarettes because.
And you that's get a cool. You get a cool Motley Crue earring, and no one calls you a. You know,
it's true.
Yeah, you can just do that.
The long, like, fucking Navajo feather earring.
Yeah, with a cross.
Yeah. Completely conflicting ideologies all in one earring. Yeah, but it's sexy.
You could still kind of get away with sex crimes, you know?
I wish I was 25 years old in the 80s, in like 1983. Yeah, it would be a great... Living your 20s in the 80s must have been sick. Just the whole heavy metal, like as pop culture era.
Yeah, shit. Isn't that crazy?
I know. It's awesome.
Should ask my dad about that. I guess he would have been. And he did like.
Oh my God. Your dad it. On his motorcycle with his big brown fucking hair.
Last time we were home, he showed me his, he had like a 70s, there's a specific name for the suit they would wear to the disco. And he had
this
shit.
Is called a zoot suit, boy.
No, me it's not that one.
Me and the fellas wore it. No, I know it's, I know it's not that.
No, it's not.
You're misunderstanding here, Tom. It's not a zoot suit.
You're not hearing me, Tom. It's cooler than that.
Me. It's way cooler, dude. Fucking listen for a second.
Listen to me.
No, he was handsome as shit.
He showed me, and it was like neon green. With purple accents. I love that. Very funny.
That's how I met your mother, boy. I was on my Harley in my green outfit and playing Danzig, and there she was, beautiful woman, just staring at me, staring deep into my soul.
I got this because it reminded me of the Riddler.
I said, riddle me this, miss. What Batman. Batman.
There. That's all he said.
Batman. I like comics.
That's how easy it was.
Why don't you like comics?
That's how
riddle
easy
me
it was
this.
Back then.
Riddle me this, sweetheart. What's 3 inches and we'll give you a tickle? And if you say no, you'll be in a pickle.
Well, I guess I have to marry you now.
All right, let's go. Motorcycle.
I'm a prisoner at the highway.
Riddle no more.
I did
the thing that everybody does probably once a year. Well, maybe not everybody, but basic bitches do every year. I restarted The Office again.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I watched that show. I think I watched that show at least once a year.
That is very white woman of you.
It is. I think a lot of people do it though. If I had to guess, I feel like a lot of that would be probably one of the most rewatched shows.
The first season is always so jarring because it's like a lot more like the British one, and he's way like more belligerent.
The writers were like, "We're gonna fuck up the British show," like because basically the big thing was them being like, "You gotta make it happier. You gotta make it to where like there's hope at the end of the episodes." And all the writers were like, "We're gonna ruin this fucking masterpiece," blah 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 blah. And that was like the thing that, you know, had them get like gave them success in America was that little change.
Well, you know, usually it's kind of true though. It's like they take a British show that's really popular and then they Americanize it and it fucking bombs because it lost what made it good. So you can see why they'd be like worried about it.
Did you ever watch the American pilot of Peep Show? That was never aired.
No, I've been meaning to because you guys said it's fucking atrocious.
It's so good. It's
unwatchable. It's the guy from Big Bang Theory plays Mark.
Oh, gee, Jeremy, you scared off the lady.
and they don't even do the first person thing, but it's still called Peep Show. It's just
that's so fucking stupid.
It's insane. Yeah,
I don't think this is going to go. The Americans are not going to go for a voice in their own heads. That is too unbelievable.
Aren't found footage films? Why aren't found footage movies like widely accepted in America?
Yeah, Americans don't have internal monologues, so that's a no. That's not going to happen.
No one ever thinks in their head here. Yeah. You know that. You know what's weird too about Peep Show is like that never it never feels like a distraction. Like never once am I watching it and I'm like, oh, I'm looking through the eyes of somebody. Like it feels so a part of how they deliver the show. Mm-hmm. Even whenever they like do the thing where like you see like the eyes kind of close when they kiss people or whatever, it never feels like intrusive or anything, like a gimmick, I guess.
Yeah, it really is like pretty spectacular how well they pulled that off. Because it could be so easy for it to be like unwatchable because it's so like different.
I think that they hold back on doing a lot of things where I feel like people are like, we really need to play into this instead of just being like, no, that's just our camera angles.
Yeah.
Because no, I feel like a lot of people would be like, you see like their hands when they're talking, you know what I mean?
They're like waving around.
And that would be super fucking distracting.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we're not Italians, so it wasn't a problem. Italian Peep Show.
I want to go today. I want to go back at the breed.
Yeah, we did it, boys. That's another beautiful episode of Cream Crew in the books.
The merch, I think we'll have an announcement maybe even by the time this episode gets edited, but if
maybe
not...
Maybe by the time this show ends again.
If not, something is happening with the merch this week. 90% sure. So hang in there.
That is the Don promise.
Yeah, that's right.
This is in Don's hands. We're going to get merch real soon.
I missed the FedEx delivery of the samples this morning because I slept in. So that was one thing. And we got to get our marketing and the contract together. But something's going to happen this week. So keep an eye out. Thanks for hanging in there. And yeah, anything else, boys?
I think that says it all, my friend.
Excellent. See you guys next week.
Bye.